I talked to Tim Gallagher about the huge weight of responsibility on those birders who saw an ivory-billed woodpecker last year. There was almost like a sacred trust involved in seeing one because of the potential. I mean, when there was the report of the one in Florida, you know, those two were shot legally. They couldn't be shot legally now, but just the pressure on the birds. We're talking about a really shy bird. They were collected by Native Americans, so they've been pretty much under siege from people for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So you guys had sort of a sacred pact about silence.
Yeah, and we kept it silent for an amazingly long time. Of course, all birders are blabbermouths, so it was quite a challenge. you've seen the best thing you could ever see in your life, but you can't even tell your best friends. Oh, it was amazing. And actually, later, the following field season, when we needed more people to be part of the search team, I mean, we brought people in telling them there was going to be an inventory project here and not even telling them about the ivory bill. And then we'd take them to this little house in Arkansas and say, well, we're actually here for ivory bills, and if you want to participate, you got to sign this non-disclosure agreement. And, you know, it was all very, very secretive. But people really embraced the idea and saw the need to keep it quiet, and they did a remarkable job.
But speaking about that house in Arkansas, you had to buy a place so you wouldn't be inundating motels and getting people's radar that way.
Yeah.
I went to the Cornell lab last April for a meeting, and there was this whole electricity in the air.
So you sensed it.
Well, no, because Cornell has always been Mecca to me. I mean, everything about Cornell I've just always loved. And it was a new building, and I thought the excitement must be about that. But it was just this electricity. And Jim Fitzpatrick gave a program for Duluth Audubon last September about the ivory-billed woodpecker. Mm-hmm. And he managed to do the whole thing where, looking back, we can remember this twinkle in his eye. But back at the time he did it, I mean, he did a great job of giving a really good, interesting presentation about the search for it without giving away the fact that they'd seen him.
And he'd already seen. He was one of the people who saw it that April.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, we're up in Duluth, Minnesota, and my radio listeners are in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. We're very far away from ivory-billed woodpeckers, but people want to do something to make sure that these birds are still on the planet. Somehow, the news that these birds still exist makes everybody's sense of the planet a little richer again.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are concrete things people can do that might help ensure that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will be able to see this bird, or bird will still be here?
Well, they could support the Big Woods Conservation Partnership, for one thing.
And that's at ivorybill.org?
Right, exactly. They're doing a lot of fundraising for more land acquisition and for more research. And they've already done an amazing job. I mean, the Nature Conservancy since we saw the bird 14 months ago, I think 18,000 additional acres of land have been acquired, and it's just been an amazing process. And in fact, that whole bayou wouldn't even be there if not for the work of people like that and Senator Bumper's work back 15, 20 years ago, because they actually wanted to channelize that whole bayou, and, you know, it would have had no trees and just had a big straight channel going through it just to carry water.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already been a lot of amazing conservation work done there, and we want to continue that and make sure this timber continues to grow, and we don't want heavy logging to be going on or anything like that. And also support government efforts. I mean, I think it's great that the Departments of Interior and Agriculture have gotten together and pledged $10 million to the effort. And, you know, it's good to write senators and congressmen in support of programs like that.
Now, some of the land is also National Wildlife Refuge land.
Right.
And one of the ways we support habitat acquisition with that is to buy a duck stamp.
Right, exactly. Yeah, whether you're a hunter or not, I mean, anyone can go to the post office and buy a duck stamp.
It would be lovely if there was a huge rush on duck stamps all of a sudden and an affirmation that conservationists, whether we're hunters or not, are all in this together and are all willing to support the preservation of habitat. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.